When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name is Wimmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my number one co-host, Clay Taylor. We have our number one guest today, Chris Thayer, on the podcast. And we have our number one audience member, Roddy Berry. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the new movie by Claire Denis called Highlight, produced by A24. It's going to be fun, so tune in and single. Hit it, Clay.
Hit what? The keys? Okay. And my ears. And the keys, baby.
That's the podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right, we got Chris there.
What are you doing?
Saying who's on the show.
Are you talking about our podcast guest?
Yeah, podcast guest.
And who's that?
Well, his name's my boy, Chris there. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hiding the cans.
Chris there hails all the way from, he lives in L.A. right now.
That's where we are.
But this guy's a rambling man. He's all over the city.
That's right. All over the city?
Where you come from?
All over town.
Really?
You bet.
Born in Texas?
Nope.
Arizona.
Nope.
LA.
Nope.
New York, baby.
Nope.
New York, baby.
San Bernardino.
Nope. The home of the Empire.
Rancho Coug?
Nope. Rancho Cucamonga?
Nope.
Where?
Nope.
Okay, where?
Nope.
Okay, so
nope.
He's come nope. on, no, nope. You gotta tell us.
Chris is known for being.
I was born in San Diego.
What?
San Diego.
Best chill.
Home,
is that right?
Home of the chili dog.
Really?
Yes. Nope.
Oh.
Idiot.
Stupid.
Stupid.
You
fucker.
Freaking got him.
I like him now.
Dumbass.
Chris is cool.
I like this.
Chris, in the late 2000s.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about his life.
Okay, go on, hurry.
Okay, well, Claris, you were known as the king of MySpace. Is that true?
It's true, yeah.
And what was your name on there?
MySpace Ken.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever try to go on there and find crap?
Yeah, I can log in.
Really?
Still?
I have special access because I was such a privileged member of the website.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah, I can still listen to all the music, see all the pictures.
Remember Ducky?
Click on all the girls.
Who?
Ducky?
And the guys.
It was Ducky.
I remember the girl. Ducky, yeah.
Remember, what was Ducky?
Remember Tila Tequila?
Yeah, Tila Tequila.
She was hot.
Hot as heck.
Remember, I think Ducky was the one that he had a Polaroid on himself, but he held it in front of his head.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
What do you remember?
From MySpace?
Yes. Hurry.
When I first moved to L.A., Ashton Kutcher got a MySpace, or had one, and so I would DM him like every week. Asking for his help.
I remember that.
Really?
Yeah, he would tell me about that.
Oh, because you were a deep
fan. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is this when he wore his Van Dutch hat?
Yeah. I think it was after
that. No, it was that time.
Am I wrong?
I thought you did that for a long time.
No, you're right.
Right.
No, you're wrong. It was after his post Van Dutch.
I'll text him right now.
Was that when he was
punking? Yeah, he said he was wearing a hat.
He was doing punk?
Yeah. No, it was post-punk.
Oh.
This was Ashton post-punk.
Yeah.
Post-punk?
Yeah. That's my favorite era of Ashton, which is post-punk.
What about Proto?
What?
With him?
Before punk.
Yes.
Proto-punk?
Yeah, 70s.
Is that when 70s he did his...
Butterfly Effect?
What'd you say to me?
Butterfly Effect.
What's that movie about?
Something I wish I could do with you, where I can my nose bleed and then live a life where I never fucking met you.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's mean.
Wait, that's the one where he pretends to be Jesus, where...
Yeah. He says, blood on my knife or shit on my dick.
Yes.
And then he stabs his hands in the past.
Remember that? He was in school. No. He's a little kiddie when he does it, too. And he goes, look at my hands. And then he has those little paper things where you put your paper down on the thing. It's a sharp knife. And he puts his hands through it.
It's like a nail.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I just explained the whole scene. He's in prison and he's going to get raped. And the guy says, blood on my knife or shit on my dick.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Makes his nose bleed. And
shit on my knife. How do you
get shit on this knife?
You just got punked. Yeah.
Tweet at us if you remember that scene. Hashtag... Yes. I remember that scene.
Yes.
All right, Chris. What's his, so when you were born,
what are we doing today?
We're talking to Chris, my man.
Okay.
When you were born in San Diego, you loved it there?
Yeah.
What was good about it?
Surfing, skating, rollerblading, walking around, looking at chicks, talking to guys, and seeing live music.
What was some of the best live music you would see?
Ooh, Slightly Stupid. Big Fish.
Yeah.
RX Bandits.
Ooh, yeah.
That's cool.
Save Ferris.
Ooh, yeah.
Pennywise.
Ooh, yeah.
Another time I saw Pennywise.
You saw him twice?
More than twice.
When you watch these bands, do you like sometimes take a picture of them?
Mm, yeah.
Wait, can we take a picture of you?
Hold on a second. You took a few there. I heard. Yeah, you got... Multiple exposures.
Wait, pose. But hold on, pose.
Wait, hold up.
Okay, oh, go ahead.
Wait, can you get a little closer to me?
One sec.
Okay.
Is that better?
Move back just one step.
Okay. How's this?
Good. Dog in the shot?
Ow, you bit me.
Wait, get that dog out of the shot.
Get out of here.
Okay. Let me walk him out.
He took my shoes.
Wait, I'm going to come back with a shoe.
Ow, he bit me again.
David, drop the camera.
Ow. Wait, you dropped the camera on me.
Ow.
My head.
Wait, hold on. Close the door. I don't want to hear
who's
him.
Coming in? Who's coming in here?
Close it. I don't want to hear the dog.
I'm scared. Okay. All
right.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, good. Okay, the other day we all went to the movie theater. We decided to drive up to Anaheim.
Honk, honk.
And go to the Anaheim 40plex.
Yep, right by Disneyland.
Yeah, perfect Disneyland.
And we saw, it was in the biggest theater there, we saw the new film by Claire Denis called...
Who?
Claire Denis.
Okay.
Called High Life.
It's Dennis.
Oh.
Claire Denis.
Do you not know about this?
Do you not know how to
read? It's actually Dennis.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Remember the Let the Sunshine In?
Yeah.
Claire Denis.
Yeah.
Well, if you tell me...
Because it's spelled D-E-N-I with a little accent mark over it and when one S. So it's actually Dennis.
Dennis.
Gotcha. Okay, so
it's Dennis the Menace.
If you tell me how to say something, that's how I will say it.
Okay, so it's Dennis. So just say that.
Say it one time.
Let's go back.
Claire Denis.
Go back.
Okay, so we all went to the Anaheim.
Wait, let's just go back.
Let's take it back a few steps.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So we all went to Anaheim 40 and we saw the film by Claire Denis called High Life.
And you know, I'm sorry. I was looking it up on my phone when you were talking just now and you're right. It's Denis.
Oh, why?
Because it's spelled D-E-N-I with an accent mark over it and one S. Mm-hmm. So that's actually like French. So it's Denis. Well,
that's a really big phone. Is that a camera phone?
It is, actually.
Can I see?
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, crazy. Cool.
Do you believe me now that I took pictures of you?
Can I see the photos?
Sure. Here you go.
Can you get a little closer?
How's that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm back over here now. Okay.
So let me just set the scene for you. We're in a giant movie theater. The 40plex. So there's four of us bros. We're driving down to Anaheim.
And that's the one that they spray shit in your face.
Yeah, they spray shit and shake the chair
around.
Yeah, it's
got the 40X.
They shake and spit on you.
So it's four guys. It's me.
Rod.
Who else? Rod. He's right over here.
Yeah. I'm here.
You.
Me. Who's me?
Right.
It was four
and
guys,
Clay.
Including you.
And Clay. Yes. Wait, who else?
Is there more guy?
You are another guy?
No, you are the fourth guy.
Chris.
Wait.
You're Chris.
Wait, I was there.
Yeah.
And then it's one, Clay.
Well, I would be two.
Wit.
No, see, wait, Rod.
It would be three.
Yeah, that's,
you're off.
That's
off.
Three.
That's no, three. But also,
you
had
to count you as
I was
one.
There, and
so
then we got
that would be
Clay,
a finger for
one,
you.
Wit, two. Rod, three.
Hold on, you have to count you as one.
Yeah, I said I was there.
Start with okay, you as one.
You're making me want to scream right
you're
now.
You're being combative, and I
would
I don't
say
appreciate
this.
It.
I would say this. Let
don't
me say
be
this
rude to the guest.
Anyway, it's a 40-plex, and they spray shit in your face because they have to find a way to appeal to clientele that's the opposite of Disneyland. So it's like the least happy place on Earth.
Yeah, and this movie is a good. It's a good to see High Life in this movie because it's a cummy little movie.
Yeah,
a lot of cummy in this movie. Space cummy,
mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about cummy. I'm talking about that white, thick, buttery,
that milky white. That
honk honk.
Ooh, that ice cold.
That.
What's that?
That buttery nut.
What's that? What is that?
It's butternut. Is that a butternut?
What's over there? Wait, what do you have in your mouth?
Well, you know.
I can't see. The microphone's blocking.
He's got a buttery nut.
I'm making that
sound. A buttery nut in my mouth. Hold on.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the stuff that was in the movie. Remember in the movie where they had the buttery nut stuff in the space?
Semen?
Yes.
All right, so the movie is all these bad. It opens with Robert Pattinson. He's playing with a baby. And he loves the baby. And he's in a jail costume.
And they keep that baby away from the nut, right?
Yeah. Well, Clay, you were there.
The baby doesn't see the nut.
I forget.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the guy's name.
Who?
Who?
The guy in the movie.
Who is it?
What was his name?
Robert Pattinson.
No, it's not.
He's the star of the film.
Is it Robert or Rubber?
They didn't call anybody Robert in the movie.
That's a common misconception. A lot of people think his name is Robert Pattinson, but it's actually Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
They didn't call anybody Robert in the movie.
What about Rubber?
It's the actor, Robert Clay.
Wait.
It's not Rubber.
What about Robert De Niro?
Is that... He's
well,
the
yeah,
actor.
That's, but he's not in this.
I'm sorry.
No, he was an astronaut in the movie.
No, okay, he's...
Were you guys even paying attention?
He was a prisoner
in the
movie.
What is that guy's name, then?
I don't know, but who's Robert?
Okay, so we're going to call him Robert.
Let's call him Astronaut, because he was
astronaut. Yeah.
He's okay, so Astronaut.
Actor named Robert Pattinson.
Astronaut is in this movie with a bunch of other astronauts, and they're all criminal scientists.
He's an actor, and his name is Robert. Yeah, that's the same movie I saw. That sounds like an interesting movie. What, did we watch a documentary about how to make a movie? Wait. Did I just ruin the game?
No.
Anyway.
No. So, there's an astronaut, and he's playing with a baby, and they're having fun, and then he goes and finds all of his dead friends in a room and tosses them into space, and it says, High Life, welcome to the movie. And I was thinking...
This is the longest beer commercial that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I was thinking, because they're growing plants, I was like, maybe there's some weed in there.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg. There's going to be a sequel. They ended it like there was going to be a sequel with
for sure,
yeah.
Which is really tight.
Smoke weed every day.
So they're bouncing.
Dog,
get the dog out of here.
They're bouncing.
Bow, wow, wow. Yippee, yo, yippee, yay.
He keeps reporting stuff to a computer and is like, things are good or whatever, but everybody's dead. I don't know why he's saying that.
Sorry.
And then it's like flashing back and he's hanging out with all these other people and. You know, they're all criminals, we find out, and they went to...
Oh, shit, I forgot to write down.
Was the baby a criminal?
The baby's not a criminal, but we find out, because I was worried if the baby was a criminal, too. And so find out...
One second. I forgot to write stuff down again. Sorry. What happened in the movie so far?
Robert Pattinson? I mean,
Robert
an astronaut?
The astronaut.
Robert Pattinson.
The astronaut character hanging out with a baby.
Astronaut cool. is playing with a baby. They do plant stuff. Then he goes and finds his old friends who are dead.
What type of musical do you think you... This is like... Is this like 2001 where it's all classical music in space?
Yeah, with jazz pop tent.
2001... Okay. That's when the Killers were around. Wait, stupid. What? That's what kind of music was out.
No, I think 2000. That's
no,
the one, like 2003.
No, but you should probably play something.
What about The Hives?
Something like
Three
The Killers.
Can I do The Hives?
Yeah, do the Hives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit it with The Hives.
Cool.
Hit him with the hives.
Thank you.
Hit him with the hives.
Love that movie.
So they're playing in the plants with the baby. With the and then he goes and finds all of his old friends and he tosses them into space. And then it says, High Life. Welcome to the movie. And then he goes and he has some flashbacks. And you find out that he has these old other friends. And then you find out that there's a scientist there who's kind of a nut. And then you find out that...
Wait, she's also a woman.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, she is a woman.
She's a woman. And you find out she has long hair.
Does she sound like this?
Yeah, but she's French.
She's kind of bad.
Do it.
In the movie, she's kind of like...
Yeah.
Who's this? I want to suck your dick.
Yeah, she is kind of like that.
That's pretty much like it.
I want to rub your back.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Sounds like Ren.
Yeah, it's just, she's not like Ren.
Yeah. She's cool.
I like nice. This. Who's this?
My hair is so long.
The actress's name everywhere. Is Juliette Binoche.
Whoa, wait a Binoche? Second. She's a scientist.
Yeah.
The scientist's name
you
is...
fucking idiot.
Let me make sure I remember this name.
My hair is so long.
Oh, yeah, I was right.
I told you. I was there too.
Why'd you ask me what the name was then?
I was testing you to see what you said.
Oh, you made me want to scream.
It is me, the scientist from the movie.
Oh, Julia Binoche is here.
Hey.
No, not of that kind of scream. I want to scream angrily.
Okay, 1 second.
Well, do it then.
Yeah, hit it.
1 second.
You keep saying you're going to do it, then do it then.
Show us how angry you are.
Yeah, show us how angry you are.
We want to see.
I just want to freaking scream.
Yeah,
I'll scream
right now.
You
want to
hear me scream?
Us.
I'm getting mad.
Oh, he's mad?
He's charging up his scream.
Okay.
I feel better.
That's good.
Okay. So you find out that they're all convict criminals who are on death row. And instead of keeping them on death row, they send them into space to make them do a mission. But then you very quickly discover that...
What's a mission?
I think they want to have a baby in space.
When the guy's on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See if you can have a baby in space or does the radiation affect the babyhood.
Yeah.
So then... but then you quickly find out that that doesn't even exist. Because as it turns out, the scientist...
Who?
Fuck you, asshole.
The scientist is actually a criminal who killed both of her kids. And so they're actually all criminals and they've just been sent into space to die. But she's still on a mission.
That makes me want to scream.
And she... Wait.
In fact, I think I'm going to.
Do you feel better?
A little bit.
Wait, get closer to the mic.
Yeah, hold on.
You're
here we go. And now I think I'm ready to scream.
Okay, let's go!
What a relief.
Wow.
So, she's collecting cum from all the boys and planting it into the girls. And then girls will have the babies and then the babies will die.
Uh-huh.
Right, Rod?
Yeah, that's what happens.
So, and then she's also, in the midst of doing all this, they're planting and gardening things. And she's riding a fuck machine and she has very long hair.
Yeah. The fuck machine is like a really big part of the movie.
It's like a big box.
Yeah, filled with
straps.
Some sort of straps and a dildo with a saddle.
It's like, it's very intense.
And then she comes a bunch of white stuff.
It looks like a penis, but it's not.
Or is that soap?
I don't know.
She came soap.
I think she does come soap.
You're not paying attention to
it. I think that's why she's in space, because she comes soap.
In space, yeah.
So they had to send her...
Or maybe that's why the babies dies, because people in space come soap.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, I think she comes soap, and so like if you were having sex with somebody and then they came soap, it would go into your pee hole and it would burn.
That's
oh,
it.
That makes sense.
And so I think that's why they put her in space.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it might be because she's French or, I don't know, is
could
that
be the
French?
That could be a French thing.
It could
but they don't
be.
Shower? But is that because they have soap coming out?
I think
it
says they have soap coming
out.
I one time had sex and I put the condom on backwards.
Yes.
In your butt?
No.
Yeah.
I put
How did you even do that?
I put it on my dick backwards.
Huh?
You put your dick in your butt?
No, I put the lubricated part onto the skin, and then I had sex like that,
uh-huh.
And then I got a bad infection, and I suffered for a long time.
Who did you? Well, wait. Well, who did you have
I
sex
swelled
with?
Up.
Hey, that's good. You should
swelling,
do that more.
Swelling,
I don't
want
to
talk about it.
You want
it
to get bigger.
You want it to swell.
Yeah.
I got to put it on inside out all the time.
Well, at first I was like, this rocks. And the girl who I was with, who everyone here knows, because she's
like,
famous.
Yummy.
Oh, a celebrity?
Yeah, it's a celebrity.
Let's play the game of who it is.
Okay.
Aisha Tyler.
Aisha
Tyler. Damn it. How'd you know?
I just guessed. Oh,
God. Okay, so yeah. Anyway, it swelled up big time and
was it really
her? Sick. It was very hurt.
Because we're dating.
Oh!
That's awkward sauce.
I was kidding.
You're kidding? That's boss
when
sauce.
When I guessed, I was kidding and I thought you were going to say no. That's why I asked.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Sorry, pal.
When was it?
is the 90s.
Not that I care.
It was in the 90s.
We've been dating since the 80s.
Oh, no.
Well, this was in the 90s, so y'all were together, and I didn't know.
Well, that's two different things. We were together, and maybe you didn't know, but I don't know that.
Oh, I feel so bad. I want to scream.
I feel so bad. I want to scream, but quietly, because I feel so bad.
Okay, so moving on. She is getting people pregnant. The babies are dying. She's riding a fuck
it.
Machine. Then there's a dude
who... This is
the
worst news I've ever gotten.
There's a guy who looks like Bo Burnham if Bo Burnham got squished.
I'm so in love with my girlfriend.
And he is clearly bad, and he sits in the box, too.
This guy had me on his podcast to tell me he had sex with her, and he's complaining about
I got it. I'm sorry, but I've moved on.
We're talking about the movie. We're moving on.
And it made his dick bigger, and he's acting like he's not bragging. Yeah, right. What kind of sick joke is this podcast?
Sorry, pal.
It doesn't sound like you're sorry because you're not even so sorry and you're smiling when you said
yeah,
that.
You're messed up.
You got a grin the size of a bridge.
I'm sorry. What can I do to make it up to you?
Try not having sex with my girlfriend in 20 years ago.
Well,
idiot.
It's too late.
Stupid idiot.
That's pretty dumb
fuckhead.
Of you.
You fucking idiot.
I'd rather be a fuckhead than a little bitch.
You are also a little bitch, so how does that feel, you fuckhead, idiot, little bitch?
Come on.
I'd rather be a little bitch fuckhead than an asshole idiot.
What would you really not want to be?
A choo-choo train.
Oh, there it is, the train.
Wow, it's awfully loud.
It's kind of nice.
What would you not want to be the most?
What would I not want to be?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going away.
A butt.
Yeah, well, I got
what's
bad
going on
news
in the
for
movie
you, pal.
Now?
You're a butt because you had sex with my girlfriend.
All right.
You're done. Sorry,
I got egg all over your face.
I can deal with that because guess what? It's opposite day.
Oh, no.
It's opposite day, so I
you
can deal with
that.
That.
You gotta be careful.
I'm sorry.
You've ruined this. I mean,
okay.
You're dealing with a bad
talk about the movie. Let's just talk about
what
the
are we
bad
gonna
boy.
Do?
Let's just talk about the movie.
Okay.
Let's talk about the movie.
Okay.
What's going on in the movie?
So, yeah, Bo Burnham was in it, but he was small.
No, he's
so
not in
right?
It. It's a guy who looks like him, but he's
right, yeah,
squished.
He's small, but he's a big,
and
he's big
bad,
Burnham.
And he goes into the fuck
big
box.
Burnham, yes.
Big Bernie.
No.
I love Big Bernie.
Bernie Sanders in the movie.
And he's bad, and he's raping everybody.
Ooh.
Because he's crazy.
Yikes.
I'm crazy.
And then people get mad at
like
him
that?
And kill him.
Yeah.
I would not want to be on that spaceship.
But he's British.
I'm crazy. You might be horny.
That's Southern.
I'm a complete nutter.
Yeah. So
I want to fuck you.
So they.
But I'm a completely twisted rotter, mate.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
That's a clip from the movie.
That's a clip.
Yeah.
So they kill him, and then
why?
A bunch of other people start.
He
dying.
Tries to rape.
Yeah,
I forget.
And then the scientist forces.
Bit of a pedo, isn't he?
That's him.
Isn't he?
Bit of a pedo, ain't I?
I'm sure he was a bit of a pedo. I'm sure he was. Because he's bad.
I like this character because he knows he is. And he
yeah, he would feel bad.
He feels bad about
he
it, of course.
No, he doesn't.
Ooh,
well, he
bit
didn't
of a
feel
pedo,
bad.
Aren't I?
He's just kind of like, he's aware of it and he just kind of doesn't care.
Wee bit of a pedo.
he realizes it and he asks his buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on in this movie?
So they kill him, and then the scientist force fucks Robert, the astronaut.
There's more rape in this?
There's a lot of rape.
How do
there's,
you like it yeah, when I have sex with you while you are sleeping,
yeah.
Astronaut?
And she gets his cum inside of her.
She actually, this is like my favorite part of the movie is when she has to run across the hallway with the cum in her hand.
And then she pisses the cum out into her hand and runs and then implants.
Well, before she runs across the hall, she actually looks both ways.
Yeah. Well, cause
she's cupping this guy's cum in her hands, and she looks both ways, and then she runs across.
She's
the hall. She's just hopping on one leg across the hall. It's a long haul.
Yeah, so she puts the cum in a different girl. Then that girl gets pregnant, and she actually has the baby. The baby's born, and then how's everybody die? Oh, she sneaks away.
Okay,
and dies.
Who sneaks away?
Who
that
does
girl.
This?
The baby had one?
The one
no,
who
the
had
science.
The baby.
Yeah. Oh, is, Big Booty Girl.
Yeah, they're called. Yeah. Her name is Big Booty.
Big Booty.
We don't know why.
We actually never see her butt.
Yeah.
What?
It's so big.
But then
it's
the
spaceship.
There is a pilot.
Oh.
There's a pilot who is supposed to fly into a black hole.
Oh, yeah. She has a skinny neck.
And she has a skinny neck. And she.
Too skinny for space.
Yeah. And
we come
somebody.
To find out.
And so. Big Booty kills her and then steals her spaceship and flies into the black hole and dies. And then how's everybody else die?
The one guy just turns into dirt.
Yeah, one guy turns into dirt.
Andre.
Andre 3000.
Yeah, he turns.
He looks like Andre 3000, but he was actually an astronaut.
Right. And then how does the... There's another girl who dies.
Does she die?
Yeah.
Does somebody slit her throat?
She gets hit with a... No, that's a different lady.
No,
she gets killed. She gets hit by a shovel.
Yeah, she gets hit in the face by a shovel. Yeah.
Oh, is the guy who rapes, is he...
Oh, wait, god damn it, what's going... Damn it,
bit of a pedo, ain't I?
Wait, but how does the scientist die?
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm trying... I can't remember how...
Oh, she just kills herself. She walks into space.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And in the midst of all this...
She's in the...
A baby is born, and she's nice.
The baby is nice. That's the baby.
Hello, baby.
And then it's happy and fun, and this movie's so happy at that point.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. The movie's happy. The baby's fun. They're bouncing around and having fun. And then...
Then we jump.
And Robert Pattinson decides... All of a sudden, he wakes up one day. I mean, the astronaut does.
Thank
and there's
you.
There's like a 15-year-old girl sleep in bed with him who's on her period.
Hey, and, Dad, I'm on the rag.
And he, she's like, what?
Hey, Dad, I'm on the rag.
And he's like, you got to sleep in your own bed. You're getting too old for this. And then they're just having fun together. And then they see another spaceship that's filled with dogs.
Uh-huh.
Arf, arf,
that's the best part.
A bunch of bark bark.
They see the dogs.
Woof, woof.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
There's a bunch of dogs up there. It's fun.
Yeah. And then, but they don't want to keep the dogs.
There's a puppy, too.
Yeah, a bunch of puppies. A dog could be contaminated. So then they decide to hop in a spaceship and drive away into an orange place that then turns white.
I'm white.
The end.
It's come.
It's come.
And that's the end.
Oh.
It's come at the end.
Yeah. And that's the end of the movie. And I got to say, it was a complete thrill ride.
Damn it.
The whole time I was watching it, I kept thinking to myself, well, this crap is really good. I like the space stuff. I like the science stuff. I love the horny stuff.
Mm.
And
tell me more.
For that reason, that's why I give it a 10 out of 10. High life. What about you, Chris?
I loved it from the beginning to the end, especially the part of the experience where they sprayed shit in my face when I walked in the theater. For that reason, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Right? That's a really good score for a really good movie.
I mean, when you see those puppies up in space, I'm like, this is great. This is great crap. I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10 for sure.
I did not see that coming.
Clay?
I kind of screwed up a little bit.
What happened?
I was writing my review, but I got caught up in the movie so much again that I only wrote down three things.
What did you write?
Well, I'll tell you when I do my review.
Yeah, go ahead. And just
what type of music should I do for this?
Space, jazz, pop, tinge.
That's okay.
Yeah, the Star Wars song.
Yeah, play Star Wars.
Who does it? Is that John Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did he do?
John.
Superman.
He does Superman.
Superman. Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
Okay, so you okay?
You do Jobs.
All right, let me just
Jobs. See.
All right, let me just do this. Okay,
you did Jobs.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Jobs.
Cool.
My buddy Ashton was in that actually.
That's so cool.
Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and it's my high life, and that's the movie, and this is my review. I wrote down three things, so this can be really quick. So this is my review, and also what I think about the movie. Watch out for your cup, my guy. Okay. First thing is. Keep the nut away from the baby, Robert Patterson. That's 1 out of 3. So here's the second one coming up. Give me calm, you criminal. So that's 2.
Mm.
And then my last thing that I remember from this movie is Whit one time had big dick because he had sex wrong.
So, wait, when was that?
No,
that
what happened?
And it's for all that, for that, and everything else.
Wait,
I said, I'm gonna give this a 10 out of 10.
Is this from the time we talked about earlier?
But that was a joke. I was kidding.
What happened?
No, wait,
nothing.
Hold on.
It looks like we. Oh wait, Clay. Wait, can we walk over somewhere for a second? Away from the rest of the rod.
Wait, what's going on?
Well, we need to walk away.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about the time that
let's walk away.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Let's just talk about right now.
When you had sex with my girlfriend?
Yeah, it's definitely then.
Clay.
One second. Let's keep on walking. We're still talking.
All right. Open the door. Oh, you open the door for me? My hands are full.
That door way over there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, my hands are full.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know why they do this. They're mic'd up still.
You want to run there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for carrying me.
Yeah, you dive out. This is actually a really cute one. Take a picture. Okay. And here's the door. Whoa, what is this?
Close the door.
Okay. Don't talk to me like that, you little fucking rat.
All right. I think we need to take a break.
Okay. Okay. Is that ad break? Wait, do we have an ad?
I thought we were supposed to take a break.
Wait, what are you doing?
I think we just always take a break.
We're supposed to take a break every 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we just always have to take a break.
That's what I heard.
That's what Alec told us.
From what?
From Alec.
If they just want to put a break in, we got to say, let's take a break.
Okay, well, if here's a fake ad.
Okay.
Burgers. We all love them and we all eat them. So make sure you get one today. Get them from wherever you want, right, Clay?
That's right. And whenever I'm listening to WTF Pod, I'm always having a burger. And that's where I go and we can cut this bit.
Okay. And we're back at the podcast.
And we're back.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Was there an ad there?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't know this about Chris, but Chris is actually a kid expert.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
How did that come about, Chris?
I just went to school for it.
You went to school for kids?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you learn?
Everything.
Like, did you learn kids are nice?
Some kids are nice.
Did you learn that they're either small or big?
They're mostly small, but they can get big.
That's interesting.
A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
How do kids become corrupt?
Well, when they get older, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
what type of music do kids like?
Kids actually like all kinds of music. Sometimes they like kids bop, and then sometimes they like rock, and sometimes they like ballet music. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's actually perfect for our surprise guest.
Some kids probably
like
that.
We actually have a big surprise for you.
Chris, we have a kid here.
Yes.
You think I didn't know? I could sense it.
You could smell him a mile away, I bet.
He's a little, kitty expert,
that.
Isn't he?
I
bet sometimes you enter a room and you go, there's a kitty in here.
No, that doesn't happen. No,
I bet sometimes you go to schools and you go, there's a whole bunch of them in there.
Oh, God. Nope.
Chris actually told me that he likes going to schools.
No, I actually have a PhD in developmental psychology. But
He says he goes to some schools for a whiff and a sniff.
I think you should not say that.
But guess what?
I didn't say that.
Get your nose ready because we have a nice little kitty for you here.
Oh, no.
And here he comes.
Like guess who it is, Chris?
You're trying to make this something that
it's ready?
Not.
All right, here we go. So here's the kid.
I don't know.
It is.
This.
You know him. You love him.
You love him?
It's the apparently kid.
Apparently, I'm on the podcast.
Wow, apparently kid. What you doing here?
Apparently kid.
Whoa, apparently Ken, what are you doing here? Oh, apparently, this is my first time on a podcast.
What does he smell like, Chris?
I don't know, my nose is... sorry, no, my allergies are acting up.
Apparently, there's a guy sniffing my head right now.
Wow.
Okay, we'll get you... Okay, Chris, if
smells
you take...
different.
Chris, if you could take two steps back.
No, it's my allergies are just...
Okay, take a step back.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, because
the microphone can extend. Okay, thank
apparently,
you, Chris.
Apparently, I feel much safer now.
So apparently, kid, you became famous for being interviewed.
Apparently, I was recorded on a YouTube.
Yeah.
And what was it? How did
the YouTube video was uploaded on YouTube.
How did your life change?
Apparently, my life changed because of the YouTube video got very big, very quick.
And you got to go on Ellen.
Apparently, I was asked to go on Ellen, and apparently I went.
And how?
Apparently, it was very fun.
Do you still live with your grandpa?
Apparently, I was with my grandpa.
What's Ellen like?
Apparently, she is dancy and she's fun. She has big hands. She gives big hugs.
When was this?
Apparently, this was 7 years ago.
Oh, okay, because she doesn't dance anymore.
Apparently.
What happened?
Wait, really?
What, really? Is this true?
Yeah.
Why not?
She's over it.
And where'd you hear that from?
I read it in the New York Times profile of her that came out a couple months ago before her special came out.
Good for her.
Wow.
Good for her. So, Apparently Kid.
Yes, it's me, Apparently Kid, Apparently.
So, you live with your grandpa still?
Apparently, I still live with my grandpa.
Aren't you a little old to be living with your grandpa?
Apparently, I'm 7 years old.
Still? Who else do you live with?
Weren't
apparently,
you seven when the interview came out?
No, he was one.
I was 1 year old. I grow up fast because I live with my grandparents because they are older, and so I had to catch up to them, apparently.
Who else do you live with?
Apparently, I live with my grandfather and my three brothers. I got one here. This is my littlest brother. Apparently, he's here. Apparently, I'm here.
What's his name?
My name is Apparently Kid. My name is Apparently Kid, too. Apparently, we're brothers. And apparently, I've never been on a live podcast before.
Apparently, I have been, but I was...
Well, this podcast, it's not live.
Apparently, I've never been on a podcast before.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
Apparently, I've never even heard of what a podcast is.
He's asking us a question. I don't know who he's asking.
Have you been on
Ellen? Apparently, you need to address... Which
Rod,
apparently
you can address who you're talking to.
Yes, Rod, they're little kids. They need help.
Yeah. I was just talking to the littlest apparently kid because he's
that's
new.
That's my little brother.
And
apparently,
he was talking.
That's me. What was apparently the question?
So, do you listen to any podcasts?
Apparently, I only listen to Trouble Trap House.
Apparently.
Same question
How
for
old
you.
Are you, little?
I'm apparently 2 years old.
Uh huh.
Apparently. And apparently,
I'm 7 years old.
And apparently, I'm...
And what, older apparently kid, what podcast do you listen to?
Apparently, I listen to Chapo Trap House 2, but just the Patreon. Apparently.
You probably have money from the YouTube success.
Apparently, all of our YouTube money goes to Chapo Trap House's Patreon. Apparently,
I love you.
I love you, brother. Apparently, I love my big brother.
Can I just ask you, what do you love the most about your little brother?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
the
one.
Oldest
to
one.
The older one.
I have two little brothers.
The
you
one that's
another,
here.
Wait, you have another
apparently,
little brother?
Are
you
talking to me or
the
who's
no,
not my oldest
the
brother?
Apparently kid.
You're talking to the apparently kid.
The oldest apparently kid.
Is there a middle apparently brother?
Well, let me
apparently, everybody, please welcome to the podcast our middle brother. Here he comes. Apparently, it's me. Apparently, happy to be here with you,
apparently,
little brother.
Apparently, I have two little brothers.
Apparently, it's like the radio, but different. How do those cans feel?
Apparently, you can have it on your phone, but it's different than the radio.
Apparently, who are your guys?
Apparently, I'm having a good time, and I was scared to death when I was coming over here, but I actually made it because I was with my grandfather.
Apparently, I was watching him, and he was apparently scared half to death.
I was scared because his Powerball's number. Apparently, his Powerball numbers were coming in.
What? Apparently, I don't get to use the remote until after the Powerball.
Apparently.
So,
what's that?
What do you guys? What are the?
Who are you asking?
All three of the brothers. What do they do when they hang
line
out?
Up boys?
What do you guys hang out when you're together?
Apparently, we will just be researching just like coming up on the Chapo Trap House podcast.
Like Chapo Trap House.
And then we will apparently be walking around with our grandma.
We used to listen to Come Town, but we got in trouble.
Apparently, we're not allowed to know about Come.
I feel like if we talk about podcasts with them, they'll just keep talking.
Yeah, this is
right. Apparently, we love
no, this feels like
no, hey guys, no, we're done no, with no. podcasts.
What else do you guys like? What are you interested in?
Apparently, we
you were at the fair when you got on. The oldest one, you were at the fair when
apparently,
you got on
YouTube. I was at the fair when YouTube? They were interviewing me for the YouTube.
So
apparently,
what do you like besides the fair?
Apparently, I like the Powerball and I like Ellen.
Hmm.
And
the
I
youngest?
Also like the Chapo Trap. Apparently, what?
What are your interests?
Apparently, I love my two brothers, and I love...
Apparently, I love you, too.
Apparently, I love you.
Apparently, what about me, guys?
I love you.
He said, too.
Apparently, I love you.
Apparently, why are you correcting me?
Wow, this is very sweet.
Apparently, sometimes I will sit and I will think about, apparently, how much I love my mother.
Okay. I think we're straying away from the
apparently,
real interview.
Sometimes I get lonely because... my youngest brother gets special attention because he's so little, and my older brother is like a celebrity, and apparently, sometimes I feel like I've forgotten about.
Apparently, how is that? I think you've never talked about that before with us, apparently.
Apparently, I have tried, but I feel like you guys never listen to me.
Apparently, this is the first time I've been hearing this.
Apparently, I feel like you guys are best friends, and there's almost no room for me in the relationship.
Apparently, this makes a lot of sense, apparently, because you've been acting out.
Apparently. You're right. I thought it would get me attention, and I didn't
apparently,
care if it was good
last
or bad.
Week you gave her cat dog food.
Yeah, apparently I did do that, and I was
apparently
hoping.
That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give the dog food, the cat food, apparently.
I know, but I was trying to get attention, apparently.
You know, I think they have a pretty good
Chris,
grasp on actually what is. No,
do you have like a,
they actually,
I don't know what they're talking
this
about.
Actually, Chris is a kitty
expert. No, this is actually, no, I'm a child
this
really
psychologist. He's a, he loves kids. He's a kid. No, he's a kitty expert.
I mean, I work with children and I have a PhD in child psychology.
Dr. Kitty, listen to Dr.
But actually, yeah, they seem to have a pretty good grasp on what is going on here. Birth order determines the relationship between siblings a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the middle child is feeling left out. And there's some sort of, you know, bonding going on between the oldest and the youngest, which makes sense because their age difference and the youngest one is vulnerable.
Apparently,
the oldest
I like to sometimes watch my YouTube clip and I show it to my brothers.
Apparently,
older brother, you need
apparently,
to relax
just
because this isn't about you, older
just,
brother, right
you
now.
Only just show it to our littlest brother, apparently. Just, sometimes you don't even think about me, you guys.
Apparently, we need to include our middle brother, apparently.
Apparently, somehow our youngest brother is the most mature person at this conversation.
So, apparently... How
apparently
are we supposed
to?
I was on to Ellen and I did a little
bit. Apparently, you need to get over yourself.
7 years ago, you changed.
That's 6 years ago.
Chris, is this
okay.
Like,
it seems like they're making a breakthrough.
This is still
this is
gibberish to me.
No,
I don't know what's going on.
This is powerful stuff.
I honestly cannot understand children.
What's going on?
And this is powerful stuff.
Why?
Apparently,
if you've ever been on Ellen, then you would know something, but apparently you don't know anything.
Apparently you don't know anything about what it's like to live in the shadow of a person.
And apparently, it's obvious, apparently, that now knowing this, that apparently you have let the fame go to your head.
Apparently, I found a dog. Apparently.
Oh, no, you gotta put the dog back
put
out.
Put the dog away, apparently.
Yeah, I think... The oldest brother.
So what is going on? There's something going on here.
I think the oldest brother might have some issues with maybe like narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the youngest brother was kind of misled.
Apparently, what are you saying to me?
I think you have narcissistic personality disorder.
Apparently, I want you to say it to my face.
Well, he is saying it to your face.
I think you have narcissistic personality disorder, and your hair smells really good.
Oh no!
Oh, see, he's a kitty.
Apparently.
Does all the smells.
Can I have an apparently meeting over here?
Okay, well, let's walk over there together.
Apparently.
Oh, good. Good, they're still mic'd up. They don't know.
Apparently.
I think it's just the pitch is so high that it carries, no matter how far away it is.
Why did what?
They're not mic'd.
Why are they just saying apparently?
Apparently.
I think the apparently might be a coping mechanism as a response to trauma. That
I mean, what
been
happened to their parents? What do you think happened
that's
to their
the
parents?
Thing.
Oh,
I think the parents.
Oh
my God. Wit.
What?
I think you're a kitty expert. And you don't even know it.
Give the kids a whiff.
Okay, hold on. Let me run over there. I'm gonna run over there really fast.
Apparently.
Hey, kids.
Apparently, hold on, kids.
Just
here.
A second. Just stay still for a second.
Apparently, stranger danger.
All right, I gotta run back over to the guys.
Apparently.
Well, I wonder what he found out over there because he's been gone for kind of a while. So
guys.
Hey, what's up?
They really smell like trauma.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's what I figured out. But can you hear what they're talking about?
Apparently, we can.
Learning this about you apparently has scared me half to death. And our middle brother apparently needs more attention. Apparently,
control needs to go out to me sometimes.
Apparently, adjourned. Let's go back.
Apparently, I went down the super.
Let's go back to the podcast. Wait, hold on. You're not the leader of the apparently's anymore. Let's see what the middle apparently wants
to
do.
Apparently,
what do you want to do?
Apparently, I want to go down the super slide at the fair, even though it almost scared me half to death.
Apparently, sounds like a good idea. Hey, apparently.
But more than
apparently,
that,
what?
I think we should talk to these guys.
Okay, apparently.
Let's walk over there now. Oh, good. Okay. They're coming back.
Let's run. All this race. Apparently, who's that? It's us.
They're back.
We opened the door.
Middle brother one.
Sorry, I'm dissociating.
So apparently,
wait, did you say you're dissociating?
Where did you learn that?
Where did you learn that word? Like that?
Apparently, my grandfather must have said.
Apparently, he's gotten smarter. Apparently, his middle brother is smart. We could use him.
We can use
apparently,
him.
Use him for you what? You should have been able to think you could use me as a brother all along.
Apparently, well, now we didn't know that because you've never really talked, apparently, until now.
Apparently, I have an idea.
Guys,
what?
Let's put him on YouTube.
Boys?
What?
What?
What? Can I ask you?
What?
Wait, no, no, not. Sorry, not Whit and Clay, boys. I'm talking to the apparently kids.
Oh, apparently, sorry.
Apparently. Hey, this is just a random question, but where's your mom and dad?
Apparently, we just don't talk about that.
Well, yeah, I think you guys need to talk about
why
it.
Why not?
Apparently, it scares us half to death.
Well, where...
Apparently, there's something happened, and I don't want to talk about it, apparently.
Would any of the...
Apparently, I want to talk about it. I'm tired of
it. Oh, the middle kid wants to talk about it.
We gotta let him... Apparently, big brother, don't talk about it, apparently.
Apparently,
I'm tired of being silent about this, and I'm tired of acting scared half to death about this. Apparently, the reason we got scared half to death when we went down the super slide at the fair is because our parents went down it, and apparently they died. And apparently, it was terrifying, and I don't know why our grandfather keeps objecting us to taking us to the fair, even though it's the place where our parents died. I think he hasn't processed his grief completely. So, and apparently, I think there's a lot of issues at play here.
The apparently kids are disappearing.
Apparently,
I can move my hand through them.
Apparently, something. They're half to death. Apparently.
Oh. I inhaled.
What?
I accidentally inhaled them all.
Oh my
wait,
god!
Sorry, my allergies.
Wait, one second, Chris.
But you, my allergies are so bad.
Can you do me a favor? Can you open up your mouth?
Apparently, they're in there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Close it.
Oh,
let's try it again.
I think I had some pop rocks to eat for dinner, and you probably just hear them going down my throat.
No, I think you ingested the apparently kids, and now they're inside.
They did turn into ghosts first.
Because I think what we ended up doing is when the middle child admitted to what happened to his parents, his unfinished business was solved, and they all could go to heaven.
Were they ghosts the whole time?
I think apparently they were.
Wow. What did you just say?
Apparently,
I think they were ghosts.
Now you're talking about kids.
I think you're right. I did a little research before I got here today.
Yeah.
And the parents, when they died, the mom had triplets
on the super slide
in her stomach, and they were years apart, and they weren't born yet.
and wait, there's another thing that I'm just reading here.
Okay.
They left a little piece of paper, and it said, "This is my parent Lee." L-E-E?
Their grandfather.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
This makes a lot
that
of
that literally, that means something.
That wow, does mean something.
Apparently.
Chilling.
Literally, this is means chilling. Something.
What? Who's that?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Literally.
And it says, this is my parent, Lee. And then in parentheses, it says dad. And then next to that, it says, and this is my other parent, me. In parentheses, Mom scared me half to death.
Oh my god.
Wait. But then actually ended up being all the way to death, I guess.
Yeah. And that was on the super slide?
No, that's a letter that they left for Clay and I.
No, but did they die on the super slide?
Rod, are you not listening?
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Rod.
I'm gonna go to school to be left out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
Fucking asshole.
So they did die on the super slide.
Yes, Rod. What the fuck, Rod? I'm just confused.
I don't know.
You're like
scream.
The number two Damn. Audience member.
God, you
fucking
want to scream.
Please don't say that.
You're the number two.
Chris, please don't say
that. Number two.
No, Rod.
Number two. Rod. Rod's number two. Apparently, Rod, you're a piece of shit. I don't understand why you're being so mean to me. Rod, you look like you're about to scream. Yeah, you look like...
He's building up. Oh, no. He's about to scream.
Rod, don't do it.
Do you feel better now?
I feel better.
Okay,
good. Wow. I am still right, number
well,
one.
There
you
go.
You are. You
wow,
are.
What if, we've learned a lot today on this podcast.
Apparently,
huh?
Honestly,
we did.
I don't even have. I don't have the ability to demote you because I don't fucking work on this podcast.
But you did. You're the kid expert.
All right, that's
for the
been
podcast.
Another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. Today, our number one guest was Chris Thayer, and our number one audience was Rodney Berry.
That, I'm Rod.
Apparently, it was a really fun episode, and apparently, tell all your friends about it, apparently, or else we'll get the freaking boot. Write it, rate us, and leave a review.
Just
thanks
scary.
So much for listening. And
buy the birds.
And don't forget to buy the dirty bird. Yep. And also see the movie that we talked about.
Okay, go see the film.
Hit it, Claire.
Buy the birds. Honestly, this is crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.